You know something? I feel cool just listening.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
To this guy.
Baby, the night is bitter. The
Francis
stars have lost
Albert
their glitter.
Sinatra.
The winds grow colder.
You like him? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Do you like him?
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Oh.
Okay, Bob Costas doesn't like him.
I guess not.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show for Argument Wednesday. We will be talking about our fabulous Hogfest 2008. New developments by the minute.
Really?
On our big biker day that we're going to have on Friday, May 23rd.
Now you're going to allow mopeds?
No, it has nothing to do with that. But we are getting close to some big news.
Cool.
We'll grill Bethann McBride on that coming up in the next couple of minutes.
Listen to her sizzle.
Couple of segments, I mean. That's what I was going to talk about. Right now, wow. Let's get right to it. He's standing by with his special fedora with press on it. Because he's a newsman.
Newsman?
Okay.
Time for our first buzz of the afternoon. Here's Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. There's an economist who's eager to find out just exactly where the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics buys its gas. That agency prepares the Consumer Price Index, the CPI for April. Released today says gas prices dropped 2% last month.
Woo!
The Federal Energy Administration, meanwhile, says prices rose nearly 10%. The explanation, the consumer price index on gas is seasonally adjusted.
Okay, so it's just BS statistics.
Yeah.
I hated statistics in school. I hate statistics in the real world.
How about this? I went to a Shell station today.
Yes.
And I needed about $82 worth of gas.
Of
that
course.
Was my figure.
Right.
Uh-huh. It stopped at 75. Again.
A limit, yeah.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. weird. But I wanted to fill my tank, and it wouldn't let me.
Is that the anti-theft thing? They don't want you to ring that
right.
much up on your credit card. If you go in and you talk to Ahmed inside, you'll actually get the extra 10, 15 bucks.
But who has the time?
I hate that. I mean, really, since the prices are astronomical now, you got to stop with that, cutting it off at 50 or cutting it off at 75.
And what was because really bad.
Everybody's got an SUV. I mean, that's mm-hmm. it's costing $90 to fill up your
at
tank.
At $74, it starts going really slow.
That's a pain in the ass.
And I kept, stopping and starting like it's going
to
help.
Right. It's the individual gas stations, Rob, the same people that didn't respond when I asked for somebody to give decent prices for 2 hours.
The moms, the pops.
Yes, the mom and pop gas operations.
For that guy who called earlier, nearly 15,000 people are dead after China's massive earthquake Monday. Mm. Thousands still believed to be trapped.
Man, did you see that picture on the, it was like, I think it was off the Post and also the USA Today.
And they held it up on the Today Show.
Oh, my God. I mean, just gut-wrenching. I mean, really, a picture like that, seriously, it cuts through any type of differences
mm-hmm.
you have politically, socially, whatever the country is, that's a mother and her daughter. And, oh, my God, my heart goes out to those people over there.
I understand.
Really.
A Florida man is in custody for possibly being involved in the wildfire still burning through the state.
I wish we had that song.
Wild.
They've been calling wildfire. I'll be able to sing someday, Rob.
It's about a dead horse.
You're singing in a low register.
With my nurse practitioner, someday I'll be able to sing. I feel, now that I know that I don't have throat cancer, I feel just strangely confident.
Sure.
Today. I really do. I feel like singing.
About your nurse practitioner, what time are you meeting him for drinks tonight?
About 8 o'clock.
That'll be nice.
8 o'clock, but it's not really out anywhere. It's going to be some sort of park.
Oh.
I think it's called Pickle Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Pickle Park. Yeah, it's gonna
but
be
there's
fun.
No pickles.
Mm-hmm.
The Palm Bay police chief says forensics teams are working to see if 31-year-old Brian Crowder is involved in those Florida wildfires after alleged arson attempts reported by an eyewitness this morning.
Gee, how would you punish a guy that was responsible for like 100 people's houses burning to the ground? Well, you go back to Roman times. It's kind of barbaric.
The imagination runs
kind
wild.
Kind of burn him up, too. Sorry. If you like fire so much, we're going to start at your pants.
It'll be very expensive with the cost of gas, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there'd be other ways of doing it, too.
Kerosene.
Yeah, that'd be even. No, you do it the old survivor way. You like rub two sticks together, and you put like a little tinder right under his left pant leg.
Then it'll be tender.
He's wearing a suit of straw.
Yeah. How do you feel now, arsonist?
A trifle warm.
She brought a gun to school one day, which was against the rule. It made officials very nervous to see a gun at school.
Oh, I'm sorry. Start again. I'm sorry. I want to hear your poem.
She brought a gun to school one day, mm-hmm. which was against the rule. It made officials very nervous to see a gun at school.
Mm-hmm.
three, in fact. The mother...
I thought it had an ending.
...of one of the students at Round Hill Elementary School. No, it was there. We're ramping up here. How's it working?
Well, why don't you give me the first part, and I will actually, on the fly, I will try to finish it off.
Yes. Well, we're sort of in the middle of Mary Had a Little Lamb here.
Okay.
I say, she brought a gun to school one day, which was against the rule. Mm-hmm. It made officials very nervous to see a gun at school.
Her father worked very hard. He drove a great big truck. And his daughter went to school every day, and she was the one who liked to...
Hey.
I'm just trying to have a little fun, folks.
You can't say it, man.
I sure love me the poetry.
That poem would sure get us off the air.
Here's where we're going. The mother of one of the students at Round Hill Elementary School here brought three loaded pistols into that school the other day. Mother of one of the kids.
That's close by.
Yeah, Loudoun County.
Mm-hmm.
She never took out the gun. She didn't threaten anybody. But a sharp-eyed assistant principal saw at least one of the guns in the woman's open purse.
Gun!
And yesterday, that pistol pack and mama was committed to a hospital psychiatric unit. Taking a gun to school is a felony.
And she was one of the mothers? Is that who
one
she was?
One of the moms. She was there for a school conference. What could possibly go wrong?
And just had the gun on her.
Three loaded pistols, a .38 and two .22s in her purse. Loaded.
Uh-huh. Wow, that's a total of 82.
And I guess they're going to do follow-up stories as to whether there were like problems with her daughter or
something.
She's
being evaluated.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. She was going to turn a B-plus into an A.
Acting crazy now. Your daughter's doing very well. What's the problem? Put away the gun, lady. Hey, I just said she's doing well.
We also want to acknowledge the family that stopped over in Vancouver after a 17-hour flight from the Philippines. They had to catch a connecting flight to Winnipeg, so the family split up into two groups.
Did you say Philippines?
I did.
Oh! Manila.
One group grabbed the bags. The other part of the family held the airplane. 3 hours later, they and their bags, the whole family, as it appeared anyway, were in Winnipeg right on schedule.
Okay.
That's when Air Canada informed the family they'd forgotten something. Their two-year-old son.
Mom. A two-year-old?
Uh-huh.
Oh! He looked delicious.
Oh, egg roll.
Mom thought Dad had him. Dad thought Mom had him.
Oh, a merry mix-up.
And this little kid spent a half a day wandering around an airport unable to speak a word of English.
At two.
Two?
Two.
That's amazing.
But our Parent of the Week award goes to a woman who, for some reason, is being kept anonymous at this point. It was the woman's boyfriend, you see, who was first accused of training the woman's 12-year-old daughter to be a dominatrix hooker.
Wow. At 12.
Yeah.
Seems too young.
That's hot.
Oh, stop it.
Mom's boyfriend had the little girl watch some porn and practice on him.
Jesus, how old?
Sixth grade girl, 12 years old.
Oh, man, that's when you get the gun. Yeah, take care of her at the same time you're taking care of the arsonist.
That'd be good.
And when 27-year-old Todd Barkow of Blue Springs, Missouri, and this 36-year-old MILF decided the little girl was ready, they put her on the market.
Now I'm getting more pissed off. You know, here I was trying to have a little fun. No way. Now I'm angry.
One. Together, they made $80,000 that way over 5 years. Now the mother is facing charges.
What, tricking her out?
Yes.
Just shoot these people. Honest to God, really, shoot these people.
Well, they're both being charged. Now the mother's being charged as well.
I wish for them that they go into the system, they go into the penitentiary, and, you know, what happens to those kind of people is what's supposed to happen.
Yeah,
the sickos, like the Jeffrey Dahmers.
You know, let them know what they did.
And as I understand
12 years old?
Yes.
Kill them.
You know, there are a lot of guys in prison who are fathers and don't really take to this sort of thing and are not very kind to prisoners who enter the system who've done this sort of thing.
Well, you know what? And there is justice in that. I swear to God. God, I'm a father of a 12-year-old. That just pisses me off. I swear God that makes me mad.
Investigation started 2 years ago. The girl is now 20. Someone's going to have to be punished.
Well, you know, and maybe the girl will find somebody that, will find the dad and the mom before they go to jail.
Put it in perspective. Next year, she'll be able to drink.
You know,
not before then.
You know, you really look at that, and you can understand these vigilante guys that, wait in airports. Remember that one?
Yeah,
You've seen that one where the guy's on the phone, and I guess it was a karate teacher who molested his son, and he's on the phone, and they bring the guy back through the airport. Probably couldn't happen post 9/11.
No,
it probably
no.
wouldn't happen today. But you see the guy just go kaboom, and you wonder, you know, my most cherished daughters. I swear to God, I just don't know how I'd react. I really, and you say, well, don't do something like this because they will lose their father, mm-hmm. and their father will go to jail. But I would just go so insane if anything like that was to happen.
Just pray you never have to make that decision.
But these are the parents that are doing it.
The mom and her boyfriend.
I don't calling them a parent is not that gives parents.
They're not parents.
It's ridiculous.
Coming up in the second buzz, the R. Kelly trial smells funny.
Regis.
Coming up in our final buzz.
Fine.
What the president has sacrificed for our troops. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Attica! Laura and I are rooting for you tonight. And good luck.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Good luck to you, Buzz.
You bet.
Have a good show.
Crab meat and tomatoes.
All right, we got a little bit of time here. Well, not a lot, but we have to get Nikki from Top Chef.
She's going to time.
Let's bring in lovely Katie. All right, we haven't had a chance.
Yeah,
and Rob,
idea.
I should have told you before because I'd love to have some appropriate music.
Katie
for
music?
Young Katie. Do we have any Katie music at all?
Let me see.
Like music box.
Take your time, Rob.
Type music.
Katie, as we mentioned yesterday, is the lovely lady who does the commercials. She's responsible for arranging the commercials and
in
making sure they all play during the show. She comes into the studio. She assists Rob with the commercials, and she's Rob's kind of left-hand girl, so to speak. You know, right-hand girl. Is she floating around anywhere right now?
She's going to be in a sec. Let me go find her.
Okay, very good.
She's very busy.
I like the way Rob has, like, proprietorship over her.
Yeah, he's very...
He didn't even talk to her. He goes, she'll be in a sec. I know her.
Possessive of his
friend.
She'll
be in a minute. I want to explore that, too.
Well, I think so.
You ever seen him more charged up with anybody?
No, I have not.
Anywhere?
I have not.
I mean, he's the kind of guy that responds, you know, to the female form in a very strange way.
Yeah, unexpected-like.
Very unexpected-like. He's usually, you know, hate them all for some strange reason. Well, we know why. He's got that terrible marriage. But with this girl, it's just strange.
Yeah, he seems smitten.
It's different, and they seem to be giggling.
I could be wrong, but he seems smitten.
And now I've been talking about them for like a minute and a half, and she's like in Tulsa.
You know they're making out in the hall.
All right, where was she? Rob?
I hear her.
Here she is.
She's on her way in.
The door
Take
just
your time, guys.
Crushed her.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
How are you? Where were you?
I was in the other
studio. What? Say it into the microphone, too.
Sorry.
We have a special mic just for you.
I don't know which is slower, like you were far away or getting Rob to go get you.
I don't know which takes more time.
This is our Katie music. Rob has selected this specifically for you.
I have no headphones for her.
Oh, you don't?
I
don't.
Can I run and get a pair?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's probably
go ahead, Katie.
It
now,
was
Rob,
handy.
Why is this just music that you grabbed at the last
it
minute?
It was handy.
Okay. Now, while we're talking to Katie, feel free to like go through your Rolodex.
Is this my music? Come on.
This is wrong.
This is wrong.
Yes.
This is not right.
Not quite
Don't feign that you don't know it's wrong. You know that in your heart of hearts, with your lady Katie, Robbie, you've got music that you would like to play for.
Lady Katie, I like that.
Katie's an interesting lady. How you doing, Katie?
Hi, I'm fine.
We haven't really gotten a chance to meet
you
at all.
She's spunky, that's what she
She's
is.
She's the other woman on the Mike O'Mara show.
I had a kid in West Virginia tell me I had spunk once. He was frightening.
Let's leave it at that, shall we?
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything to that. Katie.
Yes?
How long have you been in the radio business?
Since I was 18.
Okay, so you've been in for about an hour.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That would put me at 12 years.
Now, here's the thing. Katie appears to be very youthful.
Yes, she does.
But she, I understand, is a bit seasoned.
Really? I had no idea.
Like, looking at Katie and listening to Katie, you would not know that she has been around the corner, if you know what I mean.
She has a fetching, innocent, pixie-like appearance.
She does indeed. Who would you say the celebrity Katie most resembles is?
Oh, that's tough.
I'm going to lay it on
something
you,
something familiar, though. I'll bet when you say it, I'll agree.
Katie,
Rob has opinions on that.
I will
I'm
tell
sure
you.
I'm sure he does.
Rob, who do you think the celebrity is she most resembles?
I think she looks like the wife on the Larry David show.
Oh, really? Yeah,
oh, better.
Yeah, she does.
No, much better than Cheryl.
She looks, but she's got kind of that pixie haircut that
true.
She's got going
Very
there.
True.
And I figured you for 23, 24 years
old. I get that a lot. I still get carded.
And when you told me that you were not only not that age, but you were a divorcee.
Yes, I'm 30, and I'm used goods.
How long were you married?
Hot to
5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
5 years of bliss?
Uh-huh.
not used, certified pre-owned.
And now,
And
now you are officially single.
Uh-huh. I have been for a year.
And yesterday she was on drugs.
Narcotics.
Yes,
because her ovaries were painful.
Yep.
That's what she told me yesterday. How are the ovaries today?
Fantastic.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm delighted. And,
in full working order.
And they're full work. Yes, she was saying, you know, she had some pain in her ovaries, and so she was taking medicine. And the reason she's not doing anything about it because she wants to keep them because you haven't given up the ghost yet.
You
There's
know,
still hope that you're going to have little Katies running around, right?
Well, I, uh, I'm on the fence. We'll see. What the heck?
What was that?
That was the wrong cut.
The theme from Lassie.
It was not. It was the wrong cut. I was looking for this.
There, the Pixie.
For the Pixie. For Tinkerbell.
Uh-huh. You see?
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just trying to get into your mind on this.
You don't want to go there.
I'm just trying to get
into
your mind.
It's a dark, scary place.
Oh, my God.
He's in a bad mood today.
He is in a horrible mood.
He's hurt.
Yeah. He's hurting. His tummy hurts today.
I know.
I can tell.
I've got narcotics.
It's my colitis.
You know how I can tell when he's in a bad mood?
How?
When he interrupts and he stutters.
So,
that's how I know he's
been in a bad mood since April 11th.
So anyway, we can't. We're running out of time here, but suffice to say, you are. I mean, would I be speaking out of school if I said you were on the market?
It's a new thing for me.
Is there a significant someone in Katie's life?
No.
Mm-hmm. She's hot, gentlemen.
She's very,
tell you that right
very
now.
Fetching.
Absolutely, Katie's. Katie's out there, 30-year-old divorcee, ready. For fun. And you strike me from what you say. You don't look like this, but you'll say things occasionally, and you're around us with all of our foul language every day.
It's been a long time, boys.
Locker room talk.
You strike me as somebody that, you like to have a good time.
Oh, I am the party.
She is the party.
All right, Katie, we will have more for you, but that's Katie, everybody.
Like
Let's give her a nice round of applause.
More Katie later.
Katie rocks. And
Thank you. I'm here Katie. All week.
We'll have more questions for you periodically. You did very well with your first segment.
Thank you.
Yeah, and very now, nice. You know, watch, they're all going to descend upon you.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
want
to talk
club?
To Katie. Yeah.
And from within as well.
Yes.
From the station.
From within. From inside.
He's in the house.
Weekenders.
It's that time. Everything's starting to sound dirty. All right. Nikki from Top Chef on Bravo. We will talk food and fabulous cuisine and a great show. I love that show on Bravo. She's the latest person to be booted off, and we'll have a conversation with her when we come back on the big show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.